Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then in hip hop, audio review, Mark battles, metaphorically speaking. Ken, why does he seem so familiar?
I don't know. He does to you?
Did he not, like, do we follow each other on Twitter or, because I feel like I've come across his name previously, but I can't.
This is my first time coming across his name.
I don't know why he seems so familiar. But either way, first time that we review Mark Battles. First time that I can think of listening to Mark Battles. But for whatever reason, he just feels so familiar. But he is from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Really?
Yes. He's 30. He is the founder of Fly America, an independent hip-hop record label. What happened?
No, I said he looked 30.
Yeah. In 2012, he released his first mixtape, Walking Distance, and gained online recognition for his song Last Night, which placed second on MTVU and later mixed by Kid Ink. He's worked with Wale, Dizzy Wright, French Montana, releasing a dozen mixtapes, including collaboration project with Tory Lanez and King Los, surpassing 1 million digital downloads. Ken, I'm telling you, I feel like he's, but I can't remember ever listening to him.
Yeah, I don't think I ever listened to him. This is my first time even hearing of this guy. I'm gonna probably sound like a fool if he hit me up and be like,
"Oh yeah, remember this? It happens all the time. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time." But Ken, this is low key one of the best slept on projects.
Okay. I think it's a good project, but best?
One of the best. I didn't say the best, but it's one of the most slept on projects. Like nobody, I have not seen anybody talk about this at all. And the crazy part to me, and I listened to this at least three times because I just wanted to make sure how I felt was right. And it feels like when this is getting to the end, it picks up. Mm. It's almost like opposite. Like, and it caught me off guard hearing Big Crit.
Yeah.
So the first time I was driving, and all of a sudden I hear Crit, and I said, "Is that Crit? That can't be Crit." And I had to look. I had to restart it. Crit killed that. And the last two especially are very soulful. Mm-hmm. Very soulful. Ken, this dude, 1215, who is him?
I have no idea. I have no idea who that is.
Because this dude, when he first came on HBU, I thought he was Jid. So he threw me off immediately. And I'm like, okay, 1215, I like you. And then on my language, I don't know, like, yo, the rhyme scheme that King Los had, King Los doing King Los things, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was a crazy, spitterific, barrific type of track. Ken, this thing has a lot of soul. It has a lot of introspection. And it has like a lot of, like Mark Battles is very interesting to me because he's not very animated, but he gives you enough that you can feel him. Mm-hmm. But he's also slightly monotone too.
Yeah.
I have to listen to more music, but I really like this project. And I may feel different in a week, but, you know, digesting this relatively quickly, I like it. I really like it.
Yeah, I think my first listen, I was like, it's all right. Like, I didn't really hear much here in it. I didn't hear much in it when I first listened to it, because I think you're right. It's like the way he raps, the stories he's telling, the things he's rapping about, like, you're not really going to get it like that, because it is kind of, you know, somber at times, you know, with some of the stuff like Lost. Like, that shit comes on. But the more I listened to it, the more I was like, all right, I'm starting to hear some stuff on here that I like. There was a whole rhyme scheme he had with Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless, and then Atta Takumpo. I think that was on Save Me that he had on there. That was dope. My Language was a standout track.
It was, but that's not the one with the crazy rhyme scheme. It was Big with Khan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that, and I like My Language too. Shorty that was singing, she was really dope. Mm-hmm. I liked her. But the one I was really talking about was Big with Khan. That shit's stupid.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know Chevy. Well, yeah, I did know Chevy was rapping. I didn't know Chewy was still rapping. He was on the last track, so that was interesting to see.
I never even heard of him.
Yeah. He had a run for a minute. But yeah, How About You was dope. Zoom was dope.
Zoom was hella dope.
My Language, like, it had a nice run right in the middle for me. Mm-hmm. And like you, I don't feel like it lost momentum. I think the momentum kind of just transferred, the energy transferred elsewhere. Yeah, but now at first, you know, I'm kind of glad we had a few extra days to kind of do this one, because every time we get it, I'll go back and re-listen to it, and I would hear and feel something different.
Because yeah.
The first time I probably went like, it's okay, nothing special, blah blah blah. Nah, I do like I'm growing to like him as an artist.
Yep,
like even Gift, like I like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he doesn't do a lot. Stylistically, when he rhymes, but he's just kind of sitting there just talking to you.
Exactly, I was gonna say not special. No, he is special, but he's very simple, and you don't have to be overly complex to be great. And he's the epitome of that. He's definitely the epitome of that. Like Save Me, that shit is yo, that's deep. Look, man.
And that beat?
Yes.
That beat is so fucking good, man.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. Like, even though this is a slower type of song, the energy of it, and again, it's not like, you know, I'm not saying it's rah-rah, but it picks up, like toward the end. Like, man, Ken, that's a dope song. It's a dope song.
Yeah, no, this is a good project. It's definitely good.
So this one came out September 24th, 17 songs, 57 minutes, Ken. What were some of your favorites?
HBU, Lost, Save Me, Big, and Zoom.
So for me, give me Gift, give me HBU, give me My Language. Give me Big, give me Save Me, My Heart, and Apply More Pressure. Shout out to Big Crit. Hopefully he makes a comeback. But look, you already know fourth quarter, we throwing up shots, man. We throwing up them shots. We out here. That in Hip Hop, DE365. Thank you for the support. Like Ken said, we over 1,000. I always speak into existence. You already know. I Friday, check it out. We out. Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.